Hi, and welcome to Becoming Less, an Edmontonian journey to less waste, less impact, less consumption, and less clutter.
Becoming Less is brought to you by Waste Free Edmonton, and together we're dedicated to waste reduction efforts, both big and small.
I'm Biz.
I'm Emily, and today we are talking about the cart rollout,
which we are very excited about, if you can't tell. Woo-woo!
Yes, this is, I feel like this episode has been a long time coming. Also, like, the cart rollout in Edmonton has been a long time coming. COVID delayed it a little bit, so this is very exciting and a very lovely update to our municipal waste system in Edmonton, in my personal opinion. Okay, Biz, what's the cart rollout?
Okay, Edmonton is seriously behind the times when it comes to their waste management system.
Yes. We used to be really good in the 80s. We used to be a leader, and we have not changed our municipal waste practices since that time. So obviously we have fallen behind a little bit.
Everyone else has a cart system. I remember moving here from Nanaimo many years ago now, and I was like, what? You don't have carts? You don't do compost? You don't take my styrofoam? What is going on here?
Yeah, it's so just chaos.
The cart rollout is the city is delivering carts to every curbside pickup household in the city. Slowly.
Yeah.
Section by section.
So that means like single home residences. So if you're in an apartment building, you're not going to get a cart.
Very little is going to change for you.
Yeah. But if you're in a home or even like a duplex or like a multiplex, which would still be like single family unit dwellings, you're going to get two carts, right, Biz?
Right. So you're going to get a black garbage cart and a green food scraps cart and a little tiny food scraps pail to keep in your kitchen so that you can constantly put your food scraps in it to take out to your green cart.
Yeah. Okay. And so I am so excited about the green cart. So maybe let's get into that second, but let's talk about the garbage cart, which is going to be black, right?
Okay. So there are two sizes available, and it's already past the date when you were allowed to opt for which one you wanted to get. Okay. And I want to say that a lot of people were really upset about the expense of this, but it only went up by like not very much, like a dollar or something, if you got the bigger cart. And if you got the smaller cart, it actually went down a little bit.
Right? Yeah. So it's so interesting. I mean, I always talk about this, how like, you know, this system is going to be more efficient. It's going to protect our collectors. And like, it's like a really proactive system. And so in the long term, it's actually going to save us a lot of money. Yeah. The fact that our utility fee like isn't increasing, or if you did get the big cart, it's like increasing by like $3 a month or something. Yeah, that's like pretty normal. Yeah, over the long term, I feel like that this system is going to bring us a lot more benefits. So anyways, okay, so you're gonna get a black cart that's 240 liters or a small cart if you specifically requested it at 120 liters.
Right.
Which is still pretty big. Like you can
still fit a human in it, as we've mentioned on the podcast before.
Yeah, like I could climb inside a 120 liter cart, and I am not a small person. Like I'm 5'8". Yeah, I could easily fit in a 120 liter cart for reference, because anyways, that's a weird reference. But so you're going to get this cart. Okay, Biz. And what goes in the cart?
So I think if we're going to talk about that, we need to talk about that last. Okay. So what's not changing is the recycling. So
yes,
you put your recycling in a blue bag and you put it out on the curb, and that is not changing. And so that's where you put your paper and your cardboard and your metal cans and trays and plastic bottles and stretchy plastic bags.
All your recyclable materials. Yeah, they can be recycled in the city of Edmonton. Yeah, those still, nothing changes there. You still put those in a bag.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
And then any food, they're calling it a food scraps cart and not an organics cart, because it's, the system that it goes into is designed for food scraps. So it's not really intended for your yard waste, although you are allowed to top up your food scraps cart with like your grass clippings.
Right. Okay. So specifically, I'll just like dive into this a little bit. Why? Because I know a little bit around the messaging. And the reason why it's not called like a compost cart or, yeah, like an organics cart or whatever is because literally all that you should be putting in this cart is food scraps. And so that means that you shouldn't be putting in yard waste. You shouldn't be putting in like even things that are compostable, like, you know, if you have like large amounts of paper or paper towel or like a bunch of these things that are compostable and organic, what that does is actually with our anaerobic digester that the city uses to compost our material, it makes it really difficult to like predict, or I guess it just makes like the breakdown equation more difficult if you're introducing like papers and like materials that aren't going to be as wet. And like this gets a bit more into the science of composting. But when you have composting, yeah, you want like greens and browns and things that are kind of going to like be wet, and then things are going to be dry. But anyways, you want to only put your food scraps into this cart. Don't put anything else into this cart, even if it's organic, even if it's compostable, it's not meant for this cart. And I believe there should be a handy dandy like sticker that comes on your compost bucket, right? That tells you like what goes on there.
Okay, so best practice for your food scraps cart is to just put in your food scraps, as we said, nothing else. And that includes a bag, no bag. You just put your food scraps in there.
Yeah.
You might have to rinse out your food scraps pail from your kitchen once in a while, but the best practice is no bag at all.
Yeah. And if you need to put in, like I say a liner, but I would say like a newspaper or a piece of paper just so like at the bottom, I know that that's okay just so that like your cart clears out when it's like dumped or your pail dumps out, but you don't need to put like a ton of that kind of material into your food scraps pail. It would really only be to like line it so that things aren't sticking to the bottom. But you don't need to use a bag, basically.
Right. So best practice is no bag. Still good is using a newspaper liner, which you can find online a few different ways to fold them so that they make like little bags if you're into origami. But you can just like throw it in the bottom just to keep it a little bit cleaner. Acceptable would be to use a BPI certified compostable bag, but it's still not great. But if you absolutely cannot handle putting just food scraps or paper into your bin and into your pail, then you can use BPI certified only bags.
Yeah, but honestly, I wouldn't even recommend that from my perspective. Like for my compost pail, I literally like I do put like a piece of paper. For example, like I use a worm compost. So if I have paper that I don't want to put in the recycling, like something that has my address on it or like all of that stuff that would not be something that you just want in the waste that someone could find, I would recommend using something like that because that's going to get destroyed in your compost or like in your, sorry, food scraps pail because it's right. Going to get like soaked with like the good juices of your food scraps. And so that's what I personally use is I use that stuff that like I can't recycle that I would need to shred anyways. And then I use, like it's a win-win. Basically, that's stuff that I can't recycle anyways. And so then I use that to line my pail, or you could use that to line your cart as well. And then honestly, when you have something on the bottom and kind of on the sides, then your compost or your food scraps just like slide right out. So it's quite clean.
I actually cycle through quite a few little buckets. I have 1.5 liter ice cream buckets that I use for my compost. And mm-hmm. So they fill up pretty quickly and then I throw them in the freezer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you can do that too.
It does a couple things. Yeah. It A, kills any fruit flies that might be kicking around in your scraps. And it also prevents it from going bad before it gets to my worms or before it gets out to your food scraps cart.
Yeah. Cool. Okay. So you're going to get this food scraps cart that's 120 liters. Yeah. Don't put excess organic material in it. Can you put compostable plastics and stuff in there, Biz?
No.
Yes, no. Okay. I'm glad that we clarified that. Don't put anything but food scraps in your cart.
Just the liner for your pail if you absolutely cannot handle not having one. And it has to be BPI certified.
Yeah. And then how often does your food cart get collected?
Every week.
Yes, every week. This is like the only cart that gets collected every week, right? Because that's something that's also changing with the cart rollout is that the collection schedule is changing.
Right. So the food scraps cart gets collected every week for obvious reasons, right? Things go bad. Now, you'll also notice that the food scraps cart is the smaller. It's the same size as the smaller of the two carts for the garbage, the black carts. So it is smaller because it gets picked up every week. Now,
right.
Many people might be one like saying, but I produce more garbage than 240 liters. I can't keep all my garbage in that amount. But half your garbage is probably food scraps. So it will take
that's a good point.
Chunk of your garbage out of the mix when it comes to that.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And then I think that it'll also be really interesting because one of the other big changes with the cart rollout is that your waste needs to fit in to the cart with the lid closed, correct?
Correct.
So you can't have your lid agape or like you can't have things stuck in there because it won't really work for the collection process. So you need to make sure that all of your waste is in the cart with the lid closed. That's really important. Yeah.
This is partly a safety issue, partly a logistics issue. So like Emily was saying, that if there's like if you throw a hockey stick in there and it's sticking out the side, it might get caught in the truck mechanism, which is no good. Or when it's getting lifted up, might hit something that's high above that it would otherwise not bother at all or something like that. Or if the lid's not closed properly, things could fly out before they get into the truck or could fly out and just make a mess around the area, that sort of thing.
Yeah, all that good stuff. But I think that the other thing is too, is that like, so for your garbage cart, which is going to be a black cart, which you would basically... like same practices as you would put in your black bags out now, except for you're just putting them in a cart. But I think it's really important to note that like this is going to be a really, really great way to actually be able to understand how much waste a household is producing, because if you have the bigger cart, that's 240 liters of garbage, which is a lot of garbage. Like that's a substantial amount of garbage. And so I think that it'll be really interesting is that now basically we have a tool to enforce your garbage production.
Which we love.
Yeah, we love. And I get that this is going to be difficult for some people, or there's going to be some times where maybe you produce more garbage if you're like, I don't know, doing a house renovation, or I don't know. I can think of like some instances where you would maybe produce more garbage. But I think that this will be a really, really great tool for residents of the city to be able to identify how much garbage they're making. And yeah, it's just going to be, I think, a good step in meeting our goals of reducing how much garbage each person is sending
now,
to landfill.
If you do have too much garbage, there are a couple things you can do. So you can either hold on to it for the next time that garbage is picked up, because the thing is that if all your food scraps are going into the green food scraps cart, then pretty much all the rest of your garbage is going to be clean and dry. So not going to be gross.
Yeah, it's not going to be nasty, right? Yeah, it's not going to be like rotting, because all of your rotting things should be in your food scraps cart.
So if you can hold on to it and fit it into your cart the next time, then you can do that. Or if you just want to get rid of it right away, you can bring up to 3 clear bags of garbage to an eco station for free.
At any one time, for free of charge.
For free of charge. Up to 3.
And they have to be clear.
They have to be clear because the attendant has to make sure that what's going into it is actually garbage, basically.
Oh, and not like an eco station item that you'd have to pay to dispose of?
Right.
Like, is that kind of the idea? Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Okay, so can you describe maybe just generally what the new collection schedule will look like for people?
Okay, so I know that in the winter and the summer, so there's like summer cart collection schedule and a winter cart collection schedule. And if you go on to edmonton.ca/waste, you can look up your address and it will give you that schedule and you'll have all that information at your fingertips. I believe it's during the summer, it's food scraps every week and garbage every other week.
Right. And recycling every week, correct?
Recycling is every week. Like I said, recycling doesn't change at all.
Recycling is always every week, doesn't change. It's still in a bag that you're going to get collected.
The reason for that, I believe, is because they're planning changes and they didn't want to make changes twice to that. So They're just leaving that as is until they get that part figured out. Now, actually, I think we actually need to correct ourselves from earlier, because I believe that in the winter, there is food scraps, then garbage, then food scraps, then garbage.
Yeah, it's every other week.
Right. So we said that food scraps were picked up every week, but they are in the summertime. But they, in the wintertime, they're only picked up every other week. And that is because right. in the summertime, you're going to be topping up your garbage cart with grass clippings, possibly. Although we would encourage you to leave your grass clippings on your lawn, because it's better for your lawn and better for the system. And it's just all around more eco-friendly.
Mm-hmm.
But the other big change is that yard waste. So yard waste is a thing that is a little bit different from these other three. It's not really garbage. It's not really food scraps. It's not really recycling. But yard waste is usually put out in a paper bag whenever, or a clear plastic bag. But paper is better because paper can go directly into the composting, whereas plastic has to be dealt with.
Right. The bag has to be shredded, right. opened, yeah. removed from exactly. the system. Whereas with paper bags, it can obviously paper is decomposable. So that can go in with your yard waste. Yeah.
So now yard waste is only going to be picked up in the spring and in the fall when people yeah. are doing that extra bit of yard work to clean up or to end the season.
Yeah. So basically only twice a year, like in those heavy yard waste kind of times.
And that will be in your schedule as well.
Cool.
Yeah. Like it should all work out. But if you do have yard waste that doesn't coordinate with those, you can also bring those to an eco station.
Yeah. Like Biz mentioned previously, eco stations are great resources and literally have so many different functions. I would totally recommend like looking up the eco stations in the city and getting familiar with whichever one's closest to you, because there's a lot of stuff that goes on. And yeah, they're just great resources to understand and know a little bit better. Okay, so more stuff about... So summary of carts. You're going to get two carts. Recycling isn't going to change. You're going to get a green food scraps cart and you're going to get a black garbage cart. And you're also going to get a food scraps pail that basically like you can have in your kitchen.
Yep.
Cool, cool, cool.
Okay, so now how do you use these things? They're carts. They're pretty simple.
Right? Like it shouldn't be... I mean, we've all seen how I feel like a lot of us probably have friends or family in other municipalities that have used this resource, right? Like this shouldn't be anything new. But basically, you need to put your cart out when the day that it's going to be collected, I believe by 7 a.m., correct?
Correct. And so the thing to remember is that we've already touched on the fact that the lid has to be closed and closable.
Mm-hmm.
And your cart needs to face either the alley or the street, depending on where you get your garbage picked up.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to be at least a meter apart from each other and apart from any other objects.
Yes, that is very important. So let's say in the summer, right? Because in the summer, you might be getting like both of your carts collected at the same time and right. you're recycling
yeah.
potentially. So if you're getting all three things picked up, that means that you can't put this, and this is going to like blow people's minds. You can't put your carts right beside each other. So you can't like line them up on your street and then like throw your recycling bag down beside. You actually need to space those out. So you need like a full meter in between your recycling, in between your black garbage cart, and in between your green food scraps cart.
Or one arm's length.
Yeah, or one arm's length. But you need space between these things. And basically, that's just like a collector efficiency thing, right? Like that's so that they can like actually maneuver the truck and they don't have to like bump anything to get into the space.
The way the trucks work is they've got these little arms that like protrude and pick up the cart and then like mm-hmm. lift it up and pour it in. And so yeah. it needs space for those little arms to do that without hitting anything. So yeah, nowhere yeah. you want it a meter away from vehicles. You want it a meter away from any buildings or obstructions, fences, telephone poles. You want 3 meters above them for like telephone lines, yeah. etc.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So this is another thing. If you have like alley collection, like I know a lot of people have their garbage, I don't know, like nook. I'm going to call it a garbage nook or a waste nook. You need to figure out a different system because you can't put your cart like inside something or like right beside something because that won't be effective to be picked up. Like it can't be in a covered area. It has to be open, accessible, easy to get to.
Now, that being said, recycling is a little bit different. So although recycling bags need to be a meter away from the carts, they don't need to be a meter away from their surroundings. So if you don't have a lot of space to have a green cart and a black cart and a recycling bag all 1 meter apart, which is something that I actually get to deal with myself at my current residence because we live in a fourplex and our entire, like the part of the property that touches the alley is all driveway. So
you guys don't have a lot of extra space.
Right. So we're one of those weird ones where there's not going to be space for all our carts at the same time. So,
God, it's going to be cart mania.
What we can do
business house.
Is we can have our recycling bags all in a pile at the side.
Right.
Right. So they can be all piled up together. And as long as they're visible to the collector so they can see that they're there, the collector is still picking that up by hand. They're going to stop. They're going to grab it and put it in the truck. So that can be behind, or like if you have curbside, then you can put the recycling bag on your lawn behind the cart as long as the collector is still going to be able to see it.
Yeah. Don't hide your waste. The collectors won't be able to pick it up.
Yeah.
Cool.
So that is a little bit of a space saving tip. So you can kind of condense your recycling with your neighbors, etc.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is that it has to face the right direction, which should seem fairly obvious, I think, especially since there are arrows on the top of the carts that tell you which way they need to face.
That's such a good idea. So like the wheels are going to be like towards
your home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And right? Then towards your home.
The lid will open towards the alley or the street.
Oh, so cool.
Okay. So now.
This is so exciting.
What happens if you don't get it right? Because this is a learning curve. It's something new. And change is scary. So,
oh my gosh. Change is so scary. It's so funny how people hate change so much. But yes, if you get it wrong, what happens, Biz?
So if you don't quite get it right, the collectors will still pick it up the first time, but they'll leave you a little tag and they'll tell you what happened. If it becomes an ongoing recurring issue, they will not pick it up until it's corrected.
Yeah, which is like huge, huge, in my opinion, for waste collection in the city of Edmonton. So like it's going to be tracked. And also, yeah, I think that, you know, it's a good thing we can all try and get on board of collecting our waste in this new way. And again, there's going to be a little bit of like a buffer, like if you don't get it right. But know that there's a system in place and don't be afraid that like, oh, if you get it wrong the first time, it's not like they're just not going to pick up your garbage for like the rest of your life.
No.
That's not going to happen.
If you get it wrong, and they give you the tag, and then you get it wrong again, and then they don't pick it up, and then you get it right the next time, they're going to pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not banned from garbage collection forever.
Yeah, no. That's not how municipalities work. thank goodness.
On the topic of people being, like, really worried
against
about change,
the carts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have kind of a funny story. And So I went to a presentation for my community for the cart rollout. And one person asked, what if my cart gets peed in and then stolen to use to carry things from a break and entry and now it has been used in a crime? What is the procedure for this?
This is like, I just have to crack up with this because this is like such a specific.
It's, yeah, that.
Like, who did someone do this to you?
So, okay. Yeah. I get it. Like, okay, that could happen.
Don't get me wrong. I think that that'll probably happen to someone. Maybe that someone's going to urinate in it. Like, that's an excess detail.
They're, like, but they're like, really tall. Someone would have to put some effort into that.
Okay, anyways, it could totally happen. And probably in our city,
it might happen. Really specific. So I don't know if this happened to him or someone he knows. the presenter had never heard of this as being a problem. So it obviously isn't a common occurrence by any means. The result from the end of this conversation was, if there was any illegal activity, deal with the police first and then report your cart missing after. And then the city will deal with replacing your cart and the police will deal with the crime side of it.
Sorry, that is so funny. I think that this is really funny because I'm like, do people think, like, because obviously your cart, it is coded. Like, I don't know if they have barcodes or a numbering system or whatever, but basically, like, your cart is part of your property. That's like, it is your responsibility. You're required to maintain it, all of that good stuff. But I'm just like, I don't think that if someone, like, if a policeman rolls up on the scene and is like, oh my gosh, there's a dead body in a cart, they're not going to be like, well, I betcha owner 47239. Did it. Like,
they own the cart. They clearly killed the person.
Yeah, like I really, like, maybe, but
why do we keep coming back to bodies and carts?
I don't know. We're on a weird trend lately, Biz. But yeah, like, obviously I think that having this, like, having a possession that you're responsible for, I can understand why people are like asking intense questions about it. But at the end of the day, like, the city understands that, like, it is a piece of your property, but also that it's, like, easily very accessible by lots of people, because obviously you're like setting out your cart, you're probably gonna leave them, they might be outdoors for like large portions of time. So I wouldn't be too worried about your cart.
Okay. So that brings us to storage. Okay. So storage. Now, you should be keeping your carts near your house. If you have a garage, inside your garage is probably a good safe place where no one's likely to steal your cart.
Mm-hmm.
There probably will be a little bit of an influx in this sort of thing when they're first rolled out, but I think it will calm down once it's kind of a normal thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I know that, like, maybe not necessarily in Edmonton, but in other windier cities, there have been concerns of people, like, setting out their carts and then, you know, their carts, like, rolling away or blowing away or, like, yeah, and then, like, you get your cart mixed up with it, with a neighbor and all that kind of stuff. Like, I get that that's kind of a bit of a concern, but, I mean, on the whole grand scale of things, like, I don't know, unless your neighbor is, like, a murderer, like, I don't think mixing up your carts is going to be that big of a deal at the end of the day, in my opinion.
We've already established that you're not going to automatically be blamed for a murder if your cart is used in the crime. Okay, anyway. Yeah. So one other thing that I would like to, as far as concerns, and one that I think is going to be very legitimate and probably common, is going to be illegal dumping. So yes. Now there is the issue where you do need to have your cart lid closed.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what do you mean when you say illegal dumping? Just to clarify for
people. If someone else is filling your cart with their garbage and it's overflowing, mm-hmm. and you are getting blamed for this, you can report that to the city as well. And the city will do an investigation to try to figure out where the extra garbage is coming from, if it's not coming from mm-hmm. you.
Yeah, because this is, I mean, particularly now, because there is a bit of a cap on your waste, this is something that will occur, because there's going to be someone who's like, oh crap, I have an extra bag of garbage. Where am I going to put it? And they're just going to go and dump it in someone's cart. Like, I think that that's definitely a reality that we're going to have to look out for.
We discourage people from doing this. Try to just either reduce your waste, or if you absolutely have the extra waste, go to the eco station.
Yeah, like,
don't be mean. Yeah. Don't be mean to other people. Don't, be kind.
Don't be mean. Yeah, be kind. Everyone just be kind to each other. Don't do illegal dumping. All that good stuff.
Personally for me, if my neighbor were to throw an extra bag in my cart, I would be annoyed. But as long as it wasn't overflowing it so that it wasn't getting picked up, I would just be like, eh, whatever. As a person who's very waste conscious, I think they're just making too much waste, but
or you could go and talk to them and be like, hey, I noticed that you put a bag of garbage in my bin, like, that's totally okay, like, maybe if it's like the odd time or whatever, but I mean, that's what I would encourage, just like, be friendly to your neighbors.
Did you know that you could take that bag to the eco station for
free? Use education. Woo-woo.
There you go. That is pretty much the cart rollout in a 30-minute segment.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, that's a pretty high-level interpretation. When you do get your cart, I believe you're also going to get, like, a brochure and some information. And so that is also going to be, like, a really helpful tool to hang on to.
And of course, so that you can understand. We can't cover everything in this half an hour that we spend talking about this. So if you do need more information, you can go to edmonton.ca/waste and they will have a lot of answers to all of these concerns and questions about how to put it out.
Yeah.
Put your waste out in your carts. Or if there's any issues, what you're supposed to do about it, who you're supposed to contact, that's all on edmonton.ca/waste.
Yeah. And I know that change is painful and I know that it can be tough and it's going to be confusing and people are going to get mixed up and you might put your food scraps cart out when your garbage cart was supposed to go out. And, you know, like there might be confusion, but we're going to get through it. And at the end of the day, this is like a really great system that's going to be really good for our city. So let's try and take it in stride and look forward to how great it's going to be once we've all figured out the system.
And it is a great system. It is great. It is good. It's going to be a great system.
So excited. Oh my God, I'm so excited for the food scraps cart. So excited.
Right? I mean, you and I won't really have this issue because you live in an apartment and I will be living in an apartment soon.
Sorry, one more thing to add. If you're composting or if you're doing like your own home compost system or if you're into composting or like you're interested in that, it is still preferable to do at-home composting than to put everything in your food scraps cart. So I just wanted to clarify that because it's still like a greener option to compost at home and then you reduce like how much gas is needed to truck things and basically the stress on the city anaerobic digester and all that kind of stuff. So while the food scraps cart is awesome and it's going to be a really great option for a lot of people, if you're already doing composting at home, like you're a queen and keep on doing that. That's my final 2 cents. But Biz, what is your wine, cheese, and dessert? Let's get into that.
Okay. So my wine is that So I did just mention that I'm not going to be living here that much longer. So
you're moving.
I'm moving. I put an offer in a place and it has been accepted and we are moving.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Congrats. That's so exciting.
But I've been working on these garden beds that I'm making out of pallets for the place that I'm in currently.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I forgot about that.
And so I'm at the point where now I need a little bit of lumber just for structural integrity and like a finishing touch. Mm-hmm. It's not that much, I think. I personally think I need 12 2x4s and 4 4x4s just to...
I mean, yeah, it is like the most expensive time to buy lumber, but right. Yeah.
So that's the thing. So now I'm putting all this effort in and there's like these pieces of garden beds out in the back that are starting to look mm-hmm. like something. And now my landlord's like, I can't buy lumber.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Lumber's too expensive. I'm not buying lumber.
Oh, that's such a whine.
And I'm just like, I've worked so hard and I don't even get to use them.
Oh, that is heartbreaking. That's super heartbreaking. That's too bad. I'm sorry. That sucks. That really sucks.
So now for a cheese. Let's lighten the mood.
So...
Cheeses. A robber walks into a 7-Eleven and points a gun at the cashier and he says, put all the money in the till in a bag. And the cashier says, paper or plastic? And he says, paper? I'm not a monster.
Okay, that's actually amazing. Yeah. Oh my goodness, because plastic bags are so like the last 2 years. We're over plastic bags. Just over it. Okay, and what's your dessert, Biz?
Okay, so my dessert is a quote from a post by Story of Stuff.
Oh, okay. I love the Story of Stuff.
Mm-hmm. If you haven't watched the Story of Stuff and all their other videos, go do that immediately. It's very important.
Yeah, highly recommend. Highly recommend for sure.
The quote is, plastic is now considered toxic under Canada's primary environmental law.
The decision, okay, I did hear about this today.
The decision, sorry, which comes you. Despite months of lobbying by Canada's $28 billion plastics industry, paves the way for a proposed ban on some single-use items. Thank you, Story of Stuff, and whatever her name is.
Yeah, honestly, I also saw this on my social media today, and this is very exciting because obviously we know how damaging plastic can be to the environment, and this is a really great step in the right direction to, yeah, really reducing particularly the single-use plastics that are damaging our environment so much. Nice.
All right, what's your wine, cheese, and dessert?
Okay, so my wine is a little bit off topic, but I obviously we've been going through a pandemic for the last little while. And I'll jump ahead, I guess, because my dessert is that I did get vaccinated last week.
Which
I'm like so excited for. And like I was joking with some of my friends, I'm like, do I get the pharmacist like a gift? Like, I'm so excited. So yeah, basically my wine is that I have been working at home for a year. I'm so sick of my apartment and these four walls, and I just really would love if people get vaccinated. And I know that it's like a personal decision, and I know that it creates waste. Once again, it's my own personal opinion, and I'm just excited about it, and I wanted to share that because it's important to me. So yeah, obviously there's a whole bunch of information, but I would totally recommend to do your research, look into it, and hopefully we can kind of curb things and get things going and stop the spread of COVID-19.
Think of it this way, Emily. The waste that you create from the immunization, if everyone does that, then there'll be that much less people getting takeout because they have nowhere else to go.
Right? Or wearing masks. Like, anyways, my wine is basically that, like, I'm sick of COVID-19, and I know that's gonna be in our lives forever. But yeah, just do your research, make your choice. But I would really, really highly encourage you to get vaccinated and create the biomedical waste that it produces. Anyways, that's my wine. My dessert, as I said before, was getting vaccinated, got my first dose, feeling good. Can't wait. And then my cheese. Okay, so...
Oh, wait. Any adverse effects?
I was just tired. Just felt tired. But no adverse effects from my first dose.
No, me either. It was good. I mean, I had my little bit of a soreness in the arm, but that was about it.
Yeah. Like, I mean, it felt like I got poked in the arm with like a metal stick. So, but yeah, no, I felt great. I am very eager to get my second dose. I did not grow a tail. I did not, scales did not form.
You didn't get autism?
Yeah, I don't have autism. I'm pretty sure that Bill Clinton isn't paying attention to my thoughts. I feel pretty confident about that. Yeah. So anyways, that's my two cents. I know it's off topic, but also another like dessert, I guess. I'm really jumping ahead to the dessert is that Oilers are in the playoffs and I'm very excited for it. I'm literally wearing an Oilers jersey right now.
And she was refusing to do another episode recording because the Oilers are playing. So, woo, go Oilers, go.
Anyway, so my cheese is related to the Oilers. Okay, Biz, what do I have in common with the Winnipeg Jets? In a couple of months, we'll both be watching the Stanley Cup Finals on television. Boom! Okay, so yeah, go Oilers. That's my dessert, and get your vaccine, and good things are coming. Cart rollout, vaccination, all that good stuff. Yeah, so thank you guys all so much for listening. As always, we would love to hear your feedback, so send us an email at becominglesspod@gmail.com.
You can find us on Instagram at becominglesspod or go to wastefree.ca/becominglesspod for all the ways to connect and listen and to donate to support waste reduction efforts here in Edmonton, Alberta.
Yeah, and we're going to give a big shout out to Change Toothpaste Tabs, as always, who supports the podcast and basically covers all the costs so that Biz and I can just volunteer our time. So thank you so much to them. Definitely check them out. And we hope to have you guys all back next time. Every day we can be a little less than we were yesterday.
You got 6 minutes before puck drop.